Will everyone in the Missouri Synod please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Merrick wrote, to spend your money on good books, and you will find its equivalent in gold of intelligence. Heavenly Father, we are thankful that each new generation does not have to rediscover all things for themselves, but that the legacy of wisdom you have revealed to others has been written down so that we may build on what others have learned. Help us make time to read good books along with your word, so we may increase our storehouse of knowledge and make contributions of our own, guided by your Holy Spirit. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from 10th. Senator from the 2nd, in your overcoat. Senator from 31st. Oh, you're on your feet for another purpose. Senator from St. Clair. The quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary will read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, fourth day, Tuesday, January 13th, 2009. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
The Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with, and the same is being approved as though have been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with.
Mr. President.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I want to announce today and remind our guests that the photographers from our Senate staff have been given permission to use flash photography in the Senate chamber. It's a rare occasion, and we would like to remind of our guests that your cell phones need to be shut off, and that photography now will be done by the Senate photographer. If you need a picture afterwards, I'm sure he will accommodate so that we can keep within the rules of the Senate. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, the cell phones need to be either off or in the silent mode. We do not want to hear a pager or a cell phone go off in this chamber. The chair is ready to go to the order of business of introduction of guests, and the senator from Buchanan, I am told, is going to approach the dais and take it over. Is that right?
Mr. President, actually, and we're on the order of introduction of guests. Mr. President, as you know, this year we did something different with the Senate calendar, which is one of the more popular calendars in Missouri. You see these everywhere in our state as they're given out by our membership. Typically, we've talked about state assets. We've talked about historical figures in our state that made Missouri great. And this year, we chose to go to current figures that make Missouri great. We had a process by which the senators could nominate really the unsung heroes of our state, and they are featured in this calendar, and we've heard so many great comments about them. What I would like to do is recognize the senators that have submitted folks for the Senate calendar to be the unsung heroes of Missouri. We will start with January, which is the senator from St. Clair.
Mr. President.
Senator from St. Clair.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am very pleased this morning to visit about my friends Hoyt and Margaret Owsley. When they were nominated, they were excited and agreed reluctantly to let their name come before the committee. And since that time, both have fallen ill and were not able to be with us today. The little town of Preston sits at the corner of 54 Highway and 65 Highway in Hickory County. They are like all little towns. The businesses have gone, but they have the intersection, and they have a village organization. And for, I believe, 55 years, Hoyt Owsley has been on that city board. The last time I visited that board about a year ago, they were in the process of going through the effort to get a sewer system in Preston, and they have been successful in that, and largely to the effort of Hoyt and his wife, Margaret. They are at the heart of city activities. They've lived there nearly all their life, were childhood sweethearts. They attend the Prairie Chapel United Methodist Church right south of town, where she is the pianist for Sunday services. They are a great example of unsung Missouri heroes, and we are very sorry that they are not able to be with us today. I will go by the big town of Preston and present this resolution to them, but Hoyt and Margaret Owsley are great examples, and I'm honored to be able to represent them in the Missouri Senate. Thank you, Mr. President.
Next would be Senator from Stoddard. You're recognized. February.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor to be able to bring to this body Dr. Douglas Fitzwater. Dr. Fitzwater is a physician who practices in the Caruthersville Hayti area there in the Boot Hill. And that is an area that unfortunately has a lot of challenges and certainly many needs, including health care. And for several years, Dr. Fitzwater has operated and kept his family practice open there in Caruthersville and in Hayti. Every month, he provides free medical care and medication to the residents of the communities of Caruthersville and Hayti, and even the persons, citizens south of those communities. He has done this for a number of years, and I have not heard of anyone that he has ever turned away for health care. And without him, many of those citizens there in the Boot Hill would not have access to health care. But Dr. Fitzwater never turns anyone away. He's a devoted physician to his patients, but not only that, he's active as a father with his two daughters. He is a member and a leader there at his church, at First Baptist Church of Caruthersville. He's also the president of the Pemiscot County R3 School District, and he's a member of the Pemiscot County Memorial Hospital Board. He always stays busy. He's always looking for ways to commit his time and resources to his community, and he's a great example for all of us to follow. And certainly, he is a champion to many there in southeast Missouri and in the Boot Hill. And so Dr. Douglas Fitzwater is recognized as one of our great Missourians, and I'd like to recognize Dr. Fitzwater. I believe that he is unable to be here this morning. However, I'd like for this body to recognize him and his contributions to the great state of Missouri.
Thank you, Senator. Next is March, and the senator from Dent is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a very special guest with us today. As you've seen in the calendar that we have all been able to hand out to our constituents, I have the girl of the March, Lori Amato. Mrs. Amato, Lori, has done an excellent job in bringing to our community something that we feel is very needed, necessary, and she has personally put a lot of faith and dedication and personal experiences behind this to bring the Lifeline Pregnancy Care Center to Crawford County. Lori had a vision of opening this center about 3 years ago. And then after a lot of dedication and her getting out and looking for volunteers to serve on a board to bring this to the county, it came to light in October of 2007, and she was able to open those doors. She leads by volunteering the training classes that they provide. She contacts the local churches and businesses for their support, and she puts her heart and soul into the center itself. The services that they are providing today is free pregnancy tests, parenting classes, adoption referrals, counseling services for women facing an unplanned pregnancy, and post-abortion stress issues. She has certainly been a dedicated individual to Crawford County and to her family and to those that are around her. It is quite an honor to be able to put her into the calendar of unsung heroes. She's brought about a lot of interest in what she's done, and she certainly brought some very dedicated people with her today. She brought part of her board with her, and I'm going to introduce them prior to a resolution that I have to present to Lori. But today she has with her husband, Tony Amato. And Tony is a clergyman. He preaches at the Baptist Church in Leesburg, Missouri. She also has with her Jill Rose. And Jill also brought her husband with her as well, Jerry Rose. But Jill was one that had brought this to the attention of us and of many people in the community that she would fit, Lori would fit very well into the calendar of unsung heroes. We also have a board member, Don Martin. And then I also want to bring to your attention that we have Marcia Middleton from Lee Summit. But Marcia is with the Alliance for Life program, and she has been an arm of the Pregnancy Crisis Center that we have there in Crawford County. Mr. President, I do have a resolution. They are present. They're on my left and on your right, and I'd certainly like to present this resolution as well as making the body make them feel well.
Senator, we'd ask your guests to stand up and go over and present the resolution. We will take a picture and the Senate will take our this moment to show our appreciation for your efforts. Next is April, Senator from St. Clair.
Thank you, Mr. President. There were so many great nominations for the 28th District that the committee chose two of my constituents to put on the calendar, and I'm honored because of that. April's calendar person is Jackie Shelody from Sedalia. And Jackie, if you'd stand up while I talk about you. And he has several other of his family here this morning that we'll introduce a bit later. But this gentleman should be an inspiration to all of us. After making some bad choices as a young person, actually even serving some time, he has dedicated his life in recent years to returning to his community and doing good things to help other people. At the heart of his love was organizing Full Circle Motorcycle Association, FCMA, 5 years ago in Sedalia. They do regular fundraising events to help people in the communities at Sedalia and around about. He has become very, very active in his community, and I think it's encouraging when a gentleman can take a hold of his life and turn it around and go the right direction to the extent that his neighbors nominate him for this honor. If you're where the neighbors like you, I think that's a great thing to be said about you. He is accompanied today by a number of Shelleys, and I'd ask them to stand as they read their name. And there is Lisa, Austin, Alyssa, Jake, Priscilla, Justin, Janet, his father Jack, Nancy, and I can't read the next one. There's another Shelley. Who is it? Very good. And also Lori Alley. And I'd like for the Senate to make Jackie and his guests welcome this morning, and I do have a resolution. President.
Thank you, Senator. If you would present the resolution, we thank you for your service to Missouri. Thank you. Senator from Jefferson is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before I start, Mr. President, I'd like to thank you and your staff and everybody involved with this calendar. I've seen quite a few of them, and this is by far the best. Over on your right and my left, right next to Representative Ron Casey, is Brenda and Mike Hopsinger. Those of you that were here last year might recognize them. They've already received a resolution from me. They lost their son, Andy, in the war in Iraq. He was described as a tough, patriotic, and a natural leader. He attended Festus High School, and in 2003, he was named Mr. Football. He played through broken bones, he played through exhaustion, and he was the type of guy that the military wanted to serve our nation. After September 11th, he had a desire to join the military and protect our country. When he was younger, he suffered from migraine headaches and was refused to the Marine Corps, but he was persistent. And he wrote his congressman, he called everybody he could think of, and enlisted in the United States Army in February of 2007, and he was deployed in Iraq in October. And he was a God-loving man, and ironically, Andy was killed on Easter Sunday, March 23rd, 2008, by a roadside bomb. We would be remiss if we didn't remember those three individuals that passed along with Andy, and those were Private George Delgado, Sergeant Christopher Hake, and Special Jose Rubio Hernandez. Andy's brother also served his country, and Mr. President, he had the unconscionable task of bringing his dead brother home from Iraq. I'm working with him now. He's having problems with the GI Bill. Jacob is, and if anybody can give me or their family some advice to get this kid taken care of, I would appreciate it. Jacob, Andy's brother, and his wife had a healthy baby girl this summer, and Andy was to be that baby's godfather. Mr. President, I have a flag, and since I've already had a resolution, my office had a plaque made for the Hopsingers. I'd like to read that. Andy Hopsinger, for his determination to fight for his country and giving his life defending freedom, presented by Senator Ryan McKenna, District 22, with deep and heartfelt appreciation on January 14th, 2009. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. If you'd like to go ahead and present that plaque, and I know the Senate would like to show our appreciation. Senator from Franklin is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I am also honored today to have two individuals who have gone above and beyond in their personal lives, done amazing things. One of them, the first one is Joseph Gray, but I also want to tell Sandra Daly that over the years, I've had a lot of interaction with Joe. Joe lives in Washington, Missouri. He's a former Navy CV. And to give you a little bit of background, if you remember when we had the Iran hostage crisis and the helicopters, we sent in a rescue mission, and the mission obviously miserably failed. Well, anyway, Joe was most people don't realize, but Joe was among a group that went in and took all of the equipment out of the helicopters that had crashed, so the Iranians didn't get the equipment. So Joe, that was one thing that Joe did. And finally, and I can't remember the year, but Joe was actually then given a medal and recognized. Before that, the mission was classified. It was apparently a secret mission, and the true story really never came out. Well, finally, they declassified it and finally recognized that there was an extraordinary event that happened after the crash. And Joe was given a medal for that. And he asked me, and it was an honor for me, to pin that medal on him. It was a very emotional and exciting day. But Joe, beyond that, during the mission, I guess, then Joe also became sick and disabled because of part of that. And he still suffers from that now. But Joe decided to go above and beyond and help veterans. And with different programs, he spearheaded the monthly care package for Franklin County soldiers. He's been, and I think most of you heard the Honor Flight program, where World War II veterans fly to Washington, D.C. In fact, I think in Franklin County, I believe we were the start of it, and at least in Missouri, we're very honored for that. And I can't tell you how many veterans we've flown to Washington, D.C. But Joe calls me all the time about different veterans' problems. Hey, you know, here's somebody that's got this. Do you know who to call? Do you know what we can do to help them? And Joe's devoted his life to helping veterans. Even though he is a veteran and has done tremendous things in his life, he has devoted himself to helping other veterans. He also... he's assisted I don't know how many veterans in getting them medals when he sees that they've done some extraordinary things, but unfortunately the government has forgot to give them the special recognition. And Joe's gone above and beyond and tracked them down and helped them receive those medals. Another thing he's done is making sure that the unmarked graves that were veterans receive the proper headstones. But also, he wants to make sure that our younger generation doesn't forget what the veterans have done and what the flag really means. So he began to teach a program about flag history and flag etiquette to 5th and 6th graders in Franklin County. So, as I say, for me, Joe, this is truly it's a special day, and I don't want to take anything from Sandra, and I'll give her an extra plug, but again, for me, for all the times that you've called me and we've tried to work together on different issues, this is a special day. Well, Joe's here with his wife, Kathy, his son, Dustin, and his father-in-law, Kenneth Editor, and his friend, Donna Null. And as I say, it is absolutely an honor, Joe, to recognize you and all of the accomplishments that you've done for veterans. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Senator. If your guest will please stand and you'll present that resolution, we would like to recognize you. Thank you. Senator from Dent.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, I have another individual that will be serving as the calendar girl for July. And Mr. President, this is a lady that I've come to respect and honor quite a bit. We've known each other for many years now, and a lady that is very humble in her mission of what she does. She takes no credit, and she gives credit to everyone else. But today we have with us Shirley Reed, who is the president of the Golden Echoes Senior Center, which provides meals to elderly as well as disabled individuals. And Shirley has done this for quite a many years. She's volunteered her time for over 25 years now through different areas. And she is spends countless hours, because not only does the nutrition site there in Steelville provide the meals daily, but they also do some special catering for events of an evening. And so she spends her time being sure that those meals are prepared as well. They have served meals to a countless number of individuals. And they also service meals to homebound individuals. And through that, they serve over 5,000 meals annually to homebound people. And a lot of times, that's the only interaction that those homebound individuals get, is with the person that delivers the meals to them. So it's certainly an honor to be able to present this, and I have a resolution to her. But I wanted to tell you a little bit more, because it's not in there. Shirley and her husband also, for the last 5 years, have dedicated their time with Campers on Mission. And they also do a program called Wheels of the World, where they collect wheelchairs and walkers and crutches that are in disrepair. They take them to prisons and let prisoners repair them. And then Wheels of the World then sends those to third world countries for individuals who certainly don't have those items for them. Today she is accompanied by her husband, Floyd Reed. They are on my left and your right, and I have a resolution for you.
Thank you, Senator. If your guest will please rise, and we would ask that the members of the Senate recognize you for your service to our state. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure today to introduce Mr. Michael Albright from Halltown, Missouri, or as his wife, Amy, now likes to call him to all of her friends and co-workers, Mr. August. Michael has served in the volunteer fire department at Halltown, Missouri for over 20 years. He joined there after serving 3.5 years in our nation's Air Force. He's been the chief of the fire department since 2000. And for those of us in this room who live in rural areas, we know how much we depend on the volunteer fire department to protect our families in time of unexpected emergency. In Mike's time serving as a volunteer, the number of volunteers on his force has doubled, and he's increased their equipment force from 3 pieces of equipment to 13. For a town with 189 people, he has been an incredible leader in building this fire department to something that the entire community actually rallied around all of the events that they host, bringing in people from counties around to raise the funds and show support for the efforts that they are putting together in this community to protect the citizens that we all work for. Michael's also overcome some personal obstacles and challenges in his life. He was diagnosed with cancer. He suffered a serious accident that resulted in part of his right arm being amputated. But he remains dedicated to very actively serving his community and helping everyone he sees around him that needs help. In fact, in 2008, he was a leader and very active participant in a very dangerous water rescue in a situation where motorists were stranded with very sudden and deep rise in water in a place that really had never happened before. So I was proud and pleased that they were prepared and able to react as quickly as they did in a situation that no one anticipated would ever come about. Those that work with Mike or work under Mike view him as a friend that they can trust and depend on for really anything they need. He's a leader who inspires by his example and inspires in those he leads a desire to follow his lead, to act as he acts, to give as he gives, to make our community stronger. He's helped our rural fire department grow into something that everyone is honored to be a part of, whether they are on the force or some of the citizens in the community that are served by it. Literally, very literally, people are alive today that would not otherwise be because of the bravery and the sacrifice and the commitment that Michael has made in volunteering himself to lead this volunteer fire department. Michael is joined today by his wife, I guess Mrs. August, Amy Albright, his brother, William Albright, who one day maybe will have a month of his own, but he's a wonderful man in his own right, and his very proud mother, Elaine Albright Hodge. They are seated over on the side, or standing on the side, and Ms. Albright Hodge is seated, and I'd like the opportunity to present the resolution.
Thank you, Senator. Would your guests please rise, and would the Senate join me in giving our appreciation for your service? Thank you. Senator from Monroe.
President. I'm Mr. President, seated to my right, and as the body is Josh Houser. You know, I think the definition for all the unsung heroes are those who took ordinary folks and extraordinary situations happened in their lives, and they've taken those extraordinary situations not only to move forward in their own lives, but inspire people around them and motivate folks around them. Josh Houser had one of them extraordinary days when he was 15, when an auto accident took his physical abilities away from him. But there was something that auto accident could not take from him. It was a spirit and an attitude that he can do, and it couldn't take his smile, and it could not take his passion. And Josh overcame from that. I went on to graduate from Culver Stockton College, become a sportscaster, and we'll put a little ad in for ESPN Radio 1440 WGN and for the Quincy Herald Whig, which he also writes for. He holds two jobs now. And, Mr. President, I think it's very fitting that what he has done, not for only those in his family and those who know him very closely, that they have uplifted him. But to be that unsung hero that does more for other folks than they've ever tried to do for themselves. And I hope this body and all across the state can take this example that Josh has given to us about living with inspiration, overcoming obstacles, and having a job that they love, and we giving them opportunities to do those jobs, to be an unsung hero. Now, Josh is seated to my right, and he also has with him something that's important to him. His family is with him today. And I think this is so important. His mother, Gina, his father, Richard Housen, his sister, Ashley, his aunt, Jan Geisendorfer, and his uncle, Buster, and a cousin, Nicole. And I believe Diana Berger is here, who also nominated him. And Josh, I can't express enough to you personally, and I believe this body will agree, that overcoming these physical challenges are something that many of us have not had to do. But you doing that have been an inspiration, and you truly have been a hero. too many folks who can only look to you to show us the way to overcome those abilities and live life to the fullest. Josh Halpin, Chair Wright.
I would ask the Senate recognize the guest from the Senator from Monroe while we do the resolution. Senator from Johnson is recognized.
President, I would like to thank former State Senator Chris Koster for making this this nomination, and I have the honor to recognize the next four individuals. They are the founders of the Find CARA Committee. They're Terry Mason, April Pleaner, Sharon Long, and Suzanne Brissett. They are unable to be here today, but they are listening on the internet, so I'd like to welcome them as well. On May 4th, 2007, Kara Kopetsky, a student at Belton High School, went to high school, much like thousands of our students across the state of Missouri does every day. She spent a day at school, but unfortunately she never came home. And to this day, Kara Kopetsky is still reported missing. Her parents, Jim and Rhonda Beckford, who are also listening at this time, have gone through a nightmare that parents really shouldn't have to go through, but they have for the last 18 months or so. They were so excited about the Find CARA Committee being honored today because not only what it will do for their daughter, but for thousands of missing children across the United States and what this does for their cause. If you're in the Cass County area, Belton, Raymore, South Kansas City, you cannot escape the Find CARA ribbons that are on cars, that are on telephone poles, the billboards and the yard signs, and it truly has brought a community together. Terry, April, Sharon, and Susan were not related to Kara. In fact, they really didn't know the family very well at all, but they formed a common bond, and the four of them have worked tirelessly to raise money, to raise awareness for missing children. So at this time, it's a distinct honor to recognize Terry Mason, April Pleaner, Sharon Long, and Susan Brissett, the founders of the Find CARA Committee, and to present them an Unsung Hero Award.
That will be great, and if I could ask the Secretary to flip on a few of the microphones if they're listening on the internet so they can hear our appreciation.
Thank you, Ms. President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Jefferson.
President. I have another unsung hero, much like the senator from the 28th and the senator from Dent. We have about 14% of all the people that were submitted. So I thank you again, Mr. President, and your committee. Unfortunately, for me, both of the individuals that I submitted were being recognized posthumously. Brandon Wallace was the first Jefferson County resident killed in the Iraq War. His father, Rick, lives in Tennessee. He couldn't be here. His mother, Robin, recently moved to North Carolina to be with Brandon's two sisters. 2 weeks away from combat duty, April 14, 2007, Brandon Wallace was killed by a roadside bomb in Fallujah. Following his death, his mother, Robin, was going through letters in Brandon's room, and prior to his last deployment, he had written letters to both his sisters and to his parents, and in the letters, Brandon Wallace prayed for his sisters, Rachel Tucker and Sarah Beth Wallace, and appeals for the strength to serve his country. And he wrote, Mr. President, God has given me the spirit. God has given me not the spirit of fear, but of power. While he was in Iraq, he met a woman, Army Specialist Dawn Urbina, and became engaged to her. Unfortunately, the first time his family got to meet Dawn was when she brought her fiance's body home. I got a letter from Robin that she sent to our office during this time, and I'd like to read that, Mr. President. It says, Dear Senator McKenna, I want to say thank you for what you are doing to give the honor to my sweet son, Brandon. My heart is touched deeply. You know, when a parent has lost a child, their greatest fear is that that child will be forgotten. It warms my heart to know that he won't. You are a very kind man. If you ever need to reach me or call me, just call or write. God bless you, Robin Wallace. Mr. President, I think that the impact of this calendar has for the two families that I've submitted is keeping that greatest fear of their loved ones alive. And on each page, on each month, there's a quote in this calendar. And I think the best one in here was from Warren Buffett, which said, "If you can tell me who your heroes are, I can tell you how you're going to turn out in life." Brandon and Andy's heroes were these two people over here, their parents, their teachers, their families, and Mr. President, those are my heroes too. If we could give Brandon a round of applause.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Franklin is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, Mr. President, anybody that knows me knows that December is my special time of year. I love Christmas. I start decorating. I start putting up my lights on the outside in mid-September. I don't turn them on, but I put them up. So December is special. It's kind of fitting that they would put my constituent, somebody who's earned this award, in a good month. And I appreciate that. Sandra Daly. And Sandra was a mother, a single mother of five. And when one day, she believed she fell off a ladder 22 feet up and became a quadriplegic. Let me tell you, I can't think of all the countless times that I've about done that myself. And it's scary. And unfortunately with her, it happened and it changed her life. But you know what? She didn't feel sorry for herself. She decided that with will and determination, she was going to change her life. And she did. She decided she wanted to become a wheelchair racer. Now, you know, the only thing that I can race to, and I told her this morning, the only thing I can race is to the food line. But, I'm going to tell you, she was bound and determined that she was going to be a success. She was a success before, but she was going to change her life, and she did. And with the help of friends, family, and the Show Me Aquatic Center and Show Me Aquatic Fitness Center in St. Charles, she was able to do that. The accident was 3 years ago, and she won wheelchair marathons in St. Louis and Dallas. By the way, her parents are from Dallas, and we won't hold that against them, but we'd love to come back to Missouri anyway. But I will tell you that she won two awards, two wheelchair rallies, and she went back to college. But at that time also, she lost her job at the bank. Well, now she's got her job back, and she's actually going for a degree in criminology. And I know that she'll get that done too. But she is a classic example of somebody that was dealt a hand, and she relied on God, and she relied on herself and her ability, and she turned it around, and she became the success that she is. And I'm going to tell you, for me, and it was hard, it's hard after the senator from Monroe said, and I cannot be that eloquent, but I will tell you this, Sandra, that any time that, and I'm just as bad as anybody else, any time that I think I get down, oh, woe is me, and the world's falling to an end, all I got to do is think of you and remember that you were bound and determined that you were not going to fail and that you were going to turn your life around. And believe me, that's an inspiration to me, and it should be an inspiration to all of us. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's hard for me to talk, but I will tell you, thank you, and God bless you. And I would like for us to honor Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Will your guest be recognized as you present the resolution? We appreciate your service and your great triumph. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Leave it to me to forget the most important thing that I was supposed to do here. Sandra, obviously Sandra's there with her mother and father, Roy and Catherine Simmons from Dallas, Texas. Her son, Eric, is over there. Her sister, Sharon Aubuchon, she's in Kansas City. Dina Matlock, her cousin from Branson, over there. And then Steve and Alicia Bunn, her coaches and trainers from St. Charles. But also in the upper gallery, and I hope I got this right, is Chris and also Chris and Jeff Campbell from St. Charles, the Show Me Aquatic and Fitness Center. And to all of you, thank you, and I apologize for that.
Senator from Franklin said that if anybody knows him, they know how special the month of December is. If anybody knows the senator from Franklin, they know how special every month is for him. Would like to thank all the guests and the folks that participated in this and that are a part of the calendar that makes Missouri special. You are what makes this state work. I want to give a special note, though, to Julie Wilson, who's retired from Senate Communications. This was the brainchild of hers. And one more time, for all the guests that are part of this, I would like the Senate to rise and give you a round of applause and thank you for your service. Thank you. We are on the order of business of introduction of guests. Petitions, memorial, remonstrances. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Senator from the 7th, do you have guests?
Mr. President, thank you very much. I might note that I almost need to stand on my chair. I know I'm short and you all overlooked me in the House too. Maybe we can come up with a solution. I'm real pleased to introduce the doctor of the day today, Dr. Steve Smith, if he would stand up. He is with Western Anesthesiology, and obviously his job is putting people to sleep. And I've introduced him in the House before because he's been here for years as he comes to the House to be put to sleep. So it helped. Thank you for being with us today, Dr. Smith.
Would the guest in the Senate from the 7th please rise? Thank you. Welcome to the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guests. The next order of business would be petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolution. Senator from St. Charles.
I have a resolution, Mr. President.
Send your resolution forward.
It's self-explanatory, Mr. President.
Senator, is that a joint resolution? All right. Please send that back. That will come up under introduction of bill. Resolution. Concurrent resolution. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Send your concurrent resolution forward. Senator, do you care to explain your resolution?
Just real briefly, it deals with encouraging our federal delegation to have a energy independence stance and to encourage offshore drilling. Thank you, Mr. President.
The resolution will be printed in the journal. Resolution. Concurrent resolution. Senator from St. Francis. Oh, introduction of bill. The Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. You can continue to chair appropriations. I have a bill.
send your bill forward. Secretary will read the bill.
Senate Bill 189, introduced by Senator Shields, an act relating to prohibited activities by Kansas City police officers.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you. This is my annual bill to give the police officers of Kansas City the opportunity to participate in the democratic process.
Introduction of bill. Senator from the 18th.
I have a whole plethora of bills here. I believe six. That's a big number, isn't it? Big word.
I've been in the Senate.
Secretary will read the bills.
Senate Bill 190, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to accessibility of offices in the state capitol.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Briefly, Mr. President, I think this is zeroes in on elected offices, that all elected officials' offices are ADA accessible.
Introduction of bill. Senator from the second. Oh, pardon me. How many bills? Oh, seven. Oh, pardon. Read the next bill.
Senate Bill 191, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to the issuance of Missouri Development Finance Board Development Fund contribution tax credits.
Senator, read the next bill.
Senate Bill 192, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to intoxication-related traffic offenses.
Self-explanatory.
Read the next bill.
Senate Bill 193, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to a tax credit for equity investments in qualified Missouri businesses.
Self-explanatory.
Read the next bill.
Senate Bill 194, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to private investigations for farm commodities.
Self-explanatory.
Read the next bill.
Senate Bill 195, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to the Seed Availability and Competition Act.
Self-explanatory.
And read the final bill.
Senate Bill 196, offered by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to detachment from public water supply districts.
You want to explain that one?
Nope. Self-explanatory.
Senator from the second, you may now send your resolution forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. Like Senate Ford.
Secretary will read the resolution.
Senate Joint Resolution 7, offered by Senator Roop, an act relating to the Missouri Revenue Retention Fund.
Senator, do you care to explain your resolution?
Not at this time, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from the 29th.
President, I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
I would waive explanation, Mr. President. Thank you.
Secretary will read the bill.
Senate Bill 197, offered by Senator Goodman, an act relating to anatomic pathology services.
Introduction of bill. The Senator from the 22nd.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward, Senator. The Secretary will read the bill. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 198, introduced by Senator McKenna, an act relating to teacher and school employee retirement systems.
Do you care to explain your bill, Senator?
You two co-sponsored this with me again this year, but to no avail, I couldn't find you.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 199, introduced by Senator McKenna, an act relating to Missouri small business organizations.
Self-explanatory.
Introduction of bill. Senator from the 7th.
Thank you. I didn't have to wave my papers this time. I appreciate that, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. The Secretary will read the bills. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 200, offered by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to stealing.
Senator, would you care to explain that bill?
No explanation.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 201, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to dog fighting.
Senator, would you care to explain? Senator from Boone.
President, I have a bill.
Send your bill forward, Senator. Secretary will read the bill.
Senate Bill 202, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the assignment of comparative fault for operating a motorcycle.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
It's self-explanatory, Mr. President. Thank you.
Introduction of bill. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Buchanan.
Before we go, I don't have an announcement, but I do need to send a letter forward to ask that it be read.
Send the letter forward. The Secretary will read the letter.
January 14th, 2009, to Ms. Terry Spieler, Secretary of the Senate, State Capitol Office, 325 Jefferson City, Missouri. Dear Ms. Spieler, please appoint the following senators to the Committees on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. Senator Engler, Chairman. Senator Nodler, Vice Chairman. Senator Champion, Senator Shields, Senator Bray, and Senator Green. Gubernatorial appointments. Senator Shields, Chairman, Senator Engler, Vice Chairman, Senators Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Schmidt, Callahan, McKenna, and Wright-Jones. Sincerely, Charlie Shields.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're currently on announcements. If there's none,
maybe we can direct. Announcements, Senator from the 2nd.
Are we currently on announcements?
We are on announcements.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing none, the Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from St. Francis. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail signify by saying aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until under the rules.